We're going to play an interview now. This was the organizer of Nottingham Comic Con, Kev Brett. He and his wife, Kelly, were the organizer of Nottingham Comic Con. They're massive comic book enthusiasts. And before we also play a massive thank you to Adam, who's the manager of Forbidden Planet, for letting us use the store to do this interview. Vicky, go for it.
Are you ready? Let's go, everyone, because you're going to love this interview.
Would you mind telling us how Comic-Con in Nottingham got started and how many years it's been running for and what kind of a fan base it already has?
We got started 3 years ago now, 2013. I can't even remember what year we are. This is our third year, basically. And we set it up because I applied, because I make my own comics, I applied for a table in Leeds at the Thought Bubble Comic-Con over there, and I didn't get in. So I was looking around the area to see what kind of Comic-Cons there were around here, and couldn't find anything. So I said to my wife, you know, I think we should set one up in Nottingham. Let's do it in July. This was in sort of March, April time. And she was like, no chance, we're not doing it then. We'll do it in October. And we always wanted to do an event for charity as well. So we thought, well, why not combine the two? We'll put on the Comic-Con, donate money and raise money for specific charities. And then kind of this whirlwind of a journey has started then. So
You mentioned charities. Are there any in particular you're looking into this year to donate to?
We tend to have three charities each year that we donate to. The first year it was the Ear Foundation, Help for Heroes, and Saying Goodbye. And what we tend to do is find charities that we have some sort of personal connection with. This year we've got the Ear Foundation, we've got friends who've it's got a son who has cochlear implants, which is what the Ear Foundation does. So we thought, well, we've got a connection there and they do a great job. Our second one is the Marfan Trust, which is a skeletal and heart problem if you've got the Marfan syndrome. And we had a friend die of Marfan syndrome, so we thought that'd be another great one to raise money for. And the third one is the Royal British Legion, because who doesn't like the Royal British Legion? And I've got a military background. My dad was in the RAF, my brother's in the RAF, and so we just thought it'd be a third great one to raise money for.
There's some really excellent causes, and obviously that is a very personal and very serious side to Comic-Con, but going into the actual event itself, how do you go about contacting artists, and who do we have coming this year? If we can get a look into that, that would be amazing.
This year we've got Duncan Fogredo, he's the artist on Hellboy. We've got Mark Lamming, he's worked on Planet Hulk and Fantastic Four. We've got Clint Langley, he's big 2000 AD and Warhammer artist. We've got people like Steve Beckett, who works on the Beano. We've got a couple of other guys who do short comic strips but have been syndicated, like Piers Baker. He does a comic called Quentin and Ollie. And just, we basically get industry professionals. We email them out and we say, you know, would you like to come? This is what we can do. This is what our event is. And thankfully, a lot of people have come back to us and said, yeah, we'd be up for it. We'd love to. So it's going to be a great day.
How does an event like Nottingham Comic Con support new and upcoming artists as well and the independent comic book scene?
Yeah, it's a great way for up-and-coming artists to basically get the word out. Flyers, books printed that you can get fairly cheaply done nowadays. Sell sketches, sell prints, you know. It's just a great way of getting the word out, getting your art out among a lot of people who generally wouldn't see your stuff, you know. Get your website out there and you can mingle and talk with some of the industry professionals as well. So get a lot of pointers and help from those. So it's a great way.
This year, Nottingham Comic Con is happening the same weekend as, I believe, London Comic Con is also happening, or the winter edition of London Comic Con. Being one of the smaller conventions, is it much of a challenge to kind of get it going, or does that bring its own audience in?
I think because this is our third year and we've got a lot of returning artists from the previous years, which has been great. We have noticed a lot of smaller exhibitors, independent exhibitors, have gone to the London one because it's bigger, it's over a two-day event. But thankfully, this country isn't just London. So we get a lot of people coming from the Midlands who can't afford to go to London. And to be honest, the one that we're competing against this year, a lot of the industry names don't tend to go to that one. So thankfully for us, they've chosen to come to ours, which is great.
What do you think makes Nottingham such a great city to have something like Comic-Con in? Because it does seem to have a lovely heritage of popular culture. But what in particular for something like a Comic-Con does Nottingham provide advantages for?
Nottingham is just an amazing city. I mean, it's in the centre of the country. It's a big city. We've got a lot of, like you say, a lot of pop culture and stuff in this city. We've got, you know, games city that goes on. We've got Forbidden Planet, who's our partner this year. We've got, you know, a great vast range of people due to the universities that we've got here. They're very multicultural, so, you know, it brings in a whole variety of people, a whole variety of cultures, and it's just a great way of kind of spreading comics, art and popular culture to everybody, really. And like I say, there's not that many things, or there wasn't when we started, that many Comic-Cons and events around this area. I mean, there's a lot springing up now, but hopefully we've done enough over the previous years to have a bit of a foothold, and hopefully just keep bringing more and more people in year on year.
What drew you into becoming a comic artist? Because you would expect that to come from some sort of massive interest in the genre already, or was that something you just happened to stumble across?
I think for me, I mean, I've grown up with comics, British comics, you know, Roy the Rovers, the Beano, Dandy, that kind of thing. But it wasn't until, I think it was probably the first Batman film, maybe towards the X-Men films, that it really kind of piqued my interest, and I thought, oh, comics, you know, go and have a look at these, see what it's all about nowadays. And it's just, there's so many out there, there's so many amazing titles, there's so many, not just the big two, you know, we've got Marvel and DC, but there's so many independents, there's so many of the smaller companies that just bring out an array of amazing talent. And I just thought one day, you know, I've got a lot of friends on Twitter and Facebook and what have you, who do make comics and comic strips. And I just thought, well, I'll give it a go, because I've always enjoyed drawing. And for me, it was, I had two small kids at the time, so they inspired me to draw about them and their antics. And then it just kind of snowballed into more and more and more ideas and more comics. And it's just become this big snowball that's just amazing. And it's a great ride down the hill.
The comic book medium is also changing a lot nowadays. I'm thinking of online comics, particularly like The Oatmeal and Foul Language, are of course based in the US. How do you think the industry's adapting to that and kind of taking on things like social media?
I think with the web, the way it is and the way it's kind of growing and what have you, it's opened up a whole range of new up-and-coming artists, because it's cheap to get your own website, it's cheap to put your own comic strips, comic pages up. And with social media, Facebook, Twitter and Instagram, etc., you know, you can reach a wider target, wider range of people. So the possibilities are endless, really. I mean, I know people who live off the money they can make through their website, through their comic strip online. So it just opens up a whole new doorway for people to get into the industry.
I have to ask, because you mentioned the films, and it's going into, I mean, the film universe for both DC and Marvel is huge right now. Are you more of a Marvel fan or a DC fan?
That's tricky. I can let my kids watch the Marvel films a lot more than I can the DC films. When I kind of rediscovered comics, Batman was my thing. So I think there's kind of a love there. I think DC and Batman is they're kind of where I'm at, I'm afraid. I don't know why I'm apologising. But
for people who get into comics through film and TV, a lot of times they're rather overwhelmed, I think, sometimes by the scale and the scope that the comic universe has, and kind of things like diversity, which is a lot better in the comic medium than it is on screen. What would you say to someone who is perhaps a bit intimidated by the sheer scale, because I've met quite a few people who, particularly after watching Avengers Age of Ultron, they go, there's too many heroes, and you kind of look over and go, that's not enough when you compare it to what's actually out there. So what do you want to say to people who want to be dragged, you know, who would like to get into comic books but are a bit too intimidated by things like, where do you start?
I think for me, if you're going down the kind of superhero route, talk to the guys in the shops. They're not that scary. And, you know, the guys, like in Forbidden Planet, the guys read the comics, so they know what they're talking about. If you need help, ask them. They'll point you in the direction of some great titles, you know, and a good starting place for you. Or if you just want to kind of browse the internet and find... There's so many comics out there on the internet. Just Google search web comics or you know, comics online. You'll be able to find something that, you know, if you don't, you're not into superheroes, you'll find something that you are into. There's that many. There's such a range. And it's a great starting point. Start on the web. If not, come into the store, ask someone, and they'll be able to point you in the right direction.
Do you think the massive superhero film bubble, as it's being called, with the inevitable implication of it coming to an end at some point, do you think that's helped the comic book industry? Do you think it's hindered it?
Oh, it's definitely helped it. Yeah, absolutely. Because, you know, for me, the first kind of jumping point was the films. So watch the films. If you like what you see, go and look at the wider universe. You know, it was the greatest thing for me. I saw X-Men at the cinema, and then my first comics that I picked up were the X-Men. So the bubble will burst at some point, I'm sure, but while we're still living in that bubble, take advantage, get as much knowledge, comics, films as you can. It's a great place to be.
Any final thoughts on your favorite comics, things you're looking forward to in the coming years, and of course the future of Nottingham Comic Con?
Now there's a question. I love comics. Whatever I can get my hands on. I do like the indie scene. There's a great indie scene, which is a perfect place to come to Nottingham Comic Con. There's so many indie comic creators coming. And, you know, there's just so many. It's incredible. Just come pick up some. Pick up any. Just read them. Have a look at the artwork. You'll find something you like. And it can only get better for us at Nottingham Comic Con, I hope.
Thanks very much.